Quote, as is here implied, one should in general abandon all negative activity, and in particular, one should contemplate the unpleasant aspects of the 10 non-virtues of the body, speech, and mind. They are killing, stealing, wrong sexual activity, lying, speaking harshly, slandering others, indulging in meaningless babble, holding thoughts of attachment, ill will, or holding wrong views. End of quote. The cause of suffering is said to be negative karma and delusion. In this case, karma refers to the actions that leave an imprint of an according nature upon the mind stream. A negative action is defined simply as any action that has suffering as its result. And conversely, a positive action is any action having happiness as its result. Karma has four main characteristics. The first is its increasing effect. Goodness heralds further goodness, and evil heralds further evil. Secondly, karma is definite. In the long run, goodness always produces joy, and negativity always produces suffering. Thirdly, one never experiences a joy or sorrow that does not have an according karmic cause. And lastly, the karmic seeds that are placed on the mind at the time of an action will never lose their potency. Therefore, the first thing the practitioner has to learn at this point is which actions are positive and which negative, which are to be cultivated and which abandoned.